simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Now our human DNA, now Adam, since Adam, we were born into something. We kind of like God, but you're more like Adam. That's why it's the necessity to be born again. Okay, so human DNA holds the record of what you're going to be like, your soul and your body. Your human DNA holds the record. It holds the see, DNA is the record keeper. It's the one to tell you what. Well, we'll get into it more, but it holds your record. It tells you what you're going to be like, your soul and your body, your DNA. It determines your eye color. Yeah, your DNA. It's in your DNA. It determines long nose, short nose, flat nose, fat nose, whatever kind of nose, kind of hair. It's the record of what you're going to be like. That's your DNA. Now, the thing about this DNA that we carry, this DNA goes back to Adam after the fall. See, before the fall, they didn't have no children. So that there were, he was in God's image. They didn't have any children after in that time. It was after the fall they began to have children. So here's the verse in Genesis 5:3. Genesis 5:3, and Adam lived 130 years. Wouldn't it be something to have a child at 130? 130 years, and begot a son in his own likeness. All right, now understand, after the fall, it wasn't in God's likeness now. It was in Adam's likeness. Everybody from Adam after the fall was in Adam's likeness. It wasn't in God's likeness. See, we're a little bit like God, but when you're born, you're in Adam's likeness. Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness. His children were not going to be in God's likeness. He was at one time till he fell, and now he was lesser. He was the degenerate vine, the plant that was degenerating. Now death had come in, and now it was appointed unto them to die. Had he stayed in God, there would be no death. There would be no aging. But because the degenerate vine, and he had a son after his own likeness and after his own image, and called his name Seth. Now, this is what we must understand, and I'm going to mix a little bit of confirmed science into some of this, because science and that have found many of these things in dealing with DNA and chromosomes and superstrings and all that stuff on the quantum level. They know this stuff to be true. Amen. Now, when Adam fell, let me establish this. First of all, when Adam was with God, there was a threefold. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. When he fell, he lost one of the strands. He was away from God. Amen. Now he was a living soul inside of a body, not governed by his spirit, but governed by his soul. Now he had to learn stuff. See, when he was governed by a spirit, all he had to do was discern stuff, because he's connected to God. See, when you have Holy Spirit, like John says, he's a teacher. When you have an anointing that will instruct you in things. Amen. And he goes as far as saying you have no need that anyone teach you. Amen. Now, some people take that way out, you know. Don't tell me nothing. Well, God has teachers in the body to teach. But as a result of Adam's fall, there's something wrong. Something is missing, because now there's only a two strand of the DNA, man's DNA. See, we were God. He was created in God's image with God's DNA, but he became a degenerate. See, how many know there's no death in God? Ain't nothing dying in God. But Adam disconnected, and he lost something of God, God himself, and he became what I like to say a two-strand cord of DNA. There was a three-cord. Remember in Ecclesiastes it says a threefold cord cannot easily be, but a twofold cord can be demonized. Okay, so the two-stranded DNA of a human can be programmed. When man is after the image of Adam, which he is, he can be programmed by languages, frequencies, which is the world system, parents, peers, siblings, society, all have a part in molding a person that has that two-strand DNA. You can take a little child like one of our granddaughters and begin to teach them foreign languages, and whatever language they grow around up in, they will speak that. If it's 10 languages, they'll be able to speak. Why? Because they're molded and shaped by society and by frequencies, by parents, by siblings, you name it. This in the two-strand DNA, it programs, all right? Tell somebody, you've been programmed. Yes, you have. You got programs inside of you that you were taught when you were growing up, you were taught certain things, and so you don't do certain things. You certain foods you might not like. You know, because it growing up, you had a bad experience with. I know I've had some bad experiences with some things, and you know, I stay away from them. Where somebody else might love that. You know, but we've been programmed. Now in Hebrews, because there is something wrong, and there is something wrong with mankind. But how many know? We already know God loves. God so loved the world that he gave. We looked at this back a few services ago, how Christ Jesus came, right? Jesus was the dirt. Christ was God. He came through the womb to redeem us. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now, the word, God sent his word, right? Say amen. God has, he's given us his word. Why did he give us his word? He gave us his word so that his word could go into the core of mankind's DNA and regenerate. The word is quick. That means the word is life. Where Adam lost life, where Adam was cut off from life, God sent his word, and his word will regenerate. His word goes where the surgeon can't go. His word goes where the laser can't touch. His word will divide your soul and your spirit, joint and marrow, the deep things of God, the deep things that are in you. The word of God will go in there. Why? To regenerate. It brings life. Wherever the word goes, it brings life. Wherever the word is heard, it brings life. As we said Wednesday night, every word of God is inspired. Amen. It's God breathed. When we understand that, we will put, hopefully you do already, but you'll put much more value on the reading and studying of God's word if it's all inspired, if it's God breathed. if it's life. So the Word of God goes into every core of the DNA, the degenerate. You have something going on in your body, start speaking the word of healing over your body. Not always necessary to have someone lay hands. Sometimes it's necessary. It's not always necessary to be on all types of medication. Sometimes it will help. But ultimately, God sent his word to heal us. And healing is the children's bread. Do you agree with me? Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17, again, we're laying foundation. This is foundational stuff, but this is the stuff you build on. This is who we are. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, it took the word to save you. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? This God chose this. Some think it's foolishness, but he chose the foolishness of preaching. And that's something. He chose the foolishness of preaching to get folks saved. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, one day he will be a new creature. Now listen to what I'm saying now. Yeah. Rewind that now. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, anybody in Christ? He is right now. He is right now. Come on, somebody say, I am right now. A new creature. Come on, say, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now the issue today, because of the degenerate DNA of humanity, there's a tendency only to see the physical material world. That people's their spirit is shut down. And people, you know, go by fact. What they feel, what they see, what they hear, what they taste, what they touch. And that dictates life to them. They are not aware that there is another strand of DNA. Amen. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave. We're going to look at this. There's another strand of DNA, and it's present. It's already present in all of humanity. Amen. See, God didn't, you know, somebody didn't get born and say, no, that one's going to hell, this one will go to heaven, that one's going to hell, this one, no, I don't want that one. That's more like the devil. Amen. God says, whosoever will. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave. He's not picking and choosing. All men have opportunity. The worst of the worst. Come on, let's get this thing right. You know, you have some people that say only certain, you know, they predestination, you know, this one's going to be saved and that one won't be saved. How you know?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139. Sometimes when